I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with our KCIM listener top stories from this past week. At number 10, Greene County authorities were searching for a blue car that caused damage in several incidents last Wednesday evening. Individuals with information about the suspect vehicle and the driver are asked to contact the Greene County Law Enforcement Center. Number 9, an Audubon woman was arrested by the Carroll Police Department for operating while intoxicated with a blood alcohol content nearly 3 times the legal limit. Number 8, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office was investigating a probable identity theft from Spangler's Automotive. A vehicle was purchased using a gentleman's information from Illinois. At number 7, 2 Jefferson residents injured in a Saturday accident near Boone. The driver was airlifted with serious injuries and later passed away. At number 6, the Iowa Department of Public Health reports a rare fatality in an Iowa patient. That patient did expire from a gonorrhea infection. It's a rare case in which the infection spreads throughout the body. At number 5, a Fort Dodge man has been charged with public intoxication after he abandoned his vehicle near Highway 71 in Carroll. He was taken into custody after a brief search by local law enforcement. At number 4, a Lake City man has been charged with interference with official acts for locking himself inside of a vehicle during a traffic stop. Authorities were eventually able to take the man into custody, but the charges, in addition to the interference with official acts, include driving while barred. At number 3, the reports of 5 accidents occurring in Carroll in just under 9 hours last weekend in Carroll. You can find the details from all of those accidents through that story on our website at 1380kcim.com. At number 2, the Jefferson Police Department was called in to settle a dispute after someone urinated in a cookie jar. So the way the situation played out, someone peed in somebody's cookie jar, and the victim responded by pouring the urine all over the alleged offender's clothing. No charges have been filed as of yet in that particular case. And finally, our top story from the past week involves the tragic drowning death of a 6-year-old Carroll boy. Caden Sporer passed away last weekend following an incident at the Glidden Aquatic Center. It wasn't just the coverage of the incident in and of itself. It was also coverage of the tremendous outpouring of support from the community. There was a candlelight vigil held on Friday evening by members of the Carroll community, and also the Carroll Fire Department got involved, as Caden's father is a member of the fire department. So you can find the details of this story and all of our stories online at 1380kcim.com. That's your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.